This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The typical mortgage payment in Denver has hit an all-time high. CPR's Matt Bloom reports prices have jumped 80% over the past 3 years.
The average homeowner in Denver now makes a mortgage payment of about $2,900 a month, according to a new report from the real estate company Zillow. And that's before taxes and insurance. The increase is starting to thin out the pool of buyers in the area, and inventory has improved as a result. But the slowdown has put more pressure on the rental market, which saw typical monthly payments pass $2,000 this summer. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Attendance at Colorado Rockies games has been down this season. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Coors Field is averaging 32,000 fans a game this season, almost 14% less than before the pandemic. That's the 10th largest decline in Major League Baseball, which isn't helped by the Rockies' losing record. League-wide attendance and ticket sales have been down for the past 4 seasons, and that's not including the season shortened by COVID restrictions. The Oakland A's have reported the worst drop in attendance at 54%, while the Toronto Blue Jays have seen more fans at the ballpark and had a 49% increase. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Rockies host the Chicago White Sox this afternoon. A new exhibition on the Sand Creek Massacre will be unveiled at History Colorado in November. About 200 women, children, and elders were attacked by U.S. troops in the Eastern Plains settlement in 1864. The new presentation comes 10 years after the museum first tried to tell the story of Sand Creek. That exhibit closed in just 45 days after criticism from Arapaho and Cheyenne tribal leaders. Officials say the new exhibit will more closely involve the tribes who were affected, and that the tribes were more involved on the retelling of their history. This is CPR News and KRCC.